This is a continuation of the March 27th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 423 for property ID 229-865-000. The property is owned by Stephen D. Allen and Holly R. Mangum. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Holly Mangum present over the phone for the appellant. So, Holly, I know we can't see you, but go ahead and raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Okay, I have it raised.
Thank you.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Hopefully you have all of the information I sent in. So this is for a home on an FR40 property. The zoning is FR40, so I provided some comparables for FR40 properties up in the Amboy-Yaucolt area because it's a more rural area. We're about 45 minutes, not on a straight road, kind of over to the freeway. I didn't receive anything from the assessor, so I don't know how they came up with their assessment. They tend to use Ridgefield properties, but we're located quite further. So I provided comparables that were FR40 homes that had sold up in my area. We are about a half a mile from city services across two property easements on a gravel road. So we have to take all of our trash and our mail service and trash and stuff is up at the main road, which is paved, and then it's gravel road down to our property. To get down to our house is a elevation drop down across the creek that tends to flood in high rains. And the property is requires some work on the road, so I provided an estimate for that and indexed it to any inflation that was, since the estimate had been provided. I also provided, the county assessor had given me a cost to cure for an unfinished portion of the house up over the garage area, that's unfinished. And so I indexed that for inflation as well. And so you should have that estimate. The house is, was built to be like kid friendly, so the upstairs area and most of the finishing, especially on the upstairs area, is all there's formica countertops, and then the linoleum floors that are made to look like they're stone, but they're actually linoleum, and I provided pictures of those samples. All the tubs and shower areas, all tub enclosures, they're not like you usually see in higher end houses of the square footage. You usually see them all, you know, tiled in and granite and all that kind of stuff on the countertops. We don't have any of that. The cabinetry is chipboard on the inside, which tends to break and pull off, and so it's a constant state of repairs. And then the outside is a wood finish on the outside, but inside is chipboard, and I provided pictures of that. There are again, the area over the garage is unfinished, and I provided that cost to cure. In addition, the property is primarily forested and primarily in alder, and so I have an estimate that I also provided for a cost to trim up the trees and thin them prior to harvest, so I've attached that as well. Any questions? Hello?
We're here. Oh. I don't, where did you make the adjustment for the 38,000 plus the, you trended it for, I don't know what percentage you used.
Yeah, I indexed it for inflation. It's in my write-up. I used the federal inflation index for each year. And so I inflated, for inflation, it came to 40,200 for the cost to cure.
Okay. You did that in your write-up. I'm looking for your write-up.
Yeah, it's on the first page.
Yeah. It has pictures of cabinet door on the bottom of it, Lisa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's an area over the garage. It's 124 square feet.
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you should have an estimate also for the maintenance of the alder and the road to fix the road.
So in 2016, the assessor gave you an estimate to of 32,955. Yeah. Are you still using that number, or did you
I used that number and then indexed it for inflation. I have not obtained a new estimate.
Okay.
But given how construction materials this last year, but I went with what the federal government has for the inflation index.
And so how did you get to the 1,049,000?
Based on my three comps, if you, let's see here, and the things that need to be done to fix this place and the materials that were used. I had three properties that I provided that were FR40, which were larger acreages, with houses selling between 900 and a million, a little over a million. And some of them had views. Some of them had additional, they had outbuildings, and or one had a creek. And they were all forested properties, I believe.
Probably hard to find a home that large with that much acreage.
It is very, yes. So I tried to find some as close as I could find up in this area because And then again, the materials are not, they give the illusion, but they're not really high-end materials like you would think. I've personally gone to look at houses in Ridgefield and compare them, and you know, you look at the finishes and it's like, whoa, okay.
And the condition being average, did you pull that off the county's information sheet?
I don't know if I got that off of theirs or where that, I don't know.
Okay.
I've argued with them, but they tell me they cannot adjust it.
Adjust the condition or just?
I didn't make any adjustments.
Yeah, they just tell you go to the Board of Equalization, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
What did they do to make, you have a notice of value and dated in June, which is $1,756,000, and then you have another one that's dated in September for $1,629,000. Was there any communication between you and them that they reduced it by that amount?
Absolutely none.
So they just came out with the first one, and then all of a sudden you got another one for...
Yes, and I called the Board of Equalization, and I said, what do I do with this new one? And they said just that supersedes, according to the top of it, says it supersedes. So I don't know if it had to do with the economy downturn. I have no idea.
Did you even call the assessor's office and ask, or...
I did not, because when I called, my appeal had already been in at the higher rate, and so I just amended and adjusted my appeal at this rate.
Okay.
Got it.
And they never sent me anything, because I requested on my materials and my board application, and I copied the assessor's office on all my materials, and I heard nothing back from them.
Yeah. That's pretty typical. People rarely hear back.
Oh, really? Well, because I requested the materials because I wanted to see what they were using, but I received nothing.
They expect you to go to the website.
Yeah, they contend that the website provides it to you on the top where you can ask for comparable sales on the website.
Mm.
They contend that that meets their obligation of providing you information.
I see.
They claim that the state has approved that, but it doesn't make sense to me. But
I don't have any other questions.
No, I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Close the hearing.
This is the March 22nd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 415 for property ID 140901000. The property is owned by Joseph W. Bailey and Sayomi DeSouza. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No question.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 27th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 417 for property ID 204008042. The property is owned by David W. Campbell and Anna Drubovskaya Campbell. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have David Campbell present over video chat for the appellant. So, Dave, go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Thank you. Difficult to find exact comps because of the extra buildings, but comp one that I have in there is comparable with the buildings and size and so on. And then comp two is one block over, and it's the exact same type of a house, same building materials, same type of house, everything, except the only difference is the outbuildings. So comp two was just sold in the neighborhood on 11/23/22.
Tell me about your outbuildings.
One's a shop with a little kind of office space off to the side, and then the other one is a outdoor bathroom with a little sauna in it. So it has, because we have dogs and stuff like that and kids, and so it's a place that they can run into and go to the bathroom instead of coming into the house.
Sure.
They can trash that.
And does this, the large building, the shop, does it have any kind of living quarters in it at all?
It has a little bit of an area off to the side. It hasn't been finished off totally. I'm using it for a little office space once in a while and some storage.
Okay. So is there a bathroom in the?
There is a bathroom in that shop. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
What's the on the garage? Are those all attached garages for those three? Do you know?
Yes. Yeah. The comparable two is an attached 1,414 square foot garage, and it's also the same type of building materials and everything. Same roof, everything.
Yeah. right.
Okay.
I think I have it.
Yeah. I don't have any
more. Yeah, I don't have any questions on it.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dan, I'll let you close it.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 22nd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 418 for property ID 173156020. The property is owned by Pierce Chang and Yanan Chia and its under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Pierce Chang and Yanan Chia present as representatives for the appellant. And so we'll go ahead and have whoever would like to go ahead and raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st. 2022, keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
I'd like to thank the board for hearing us out today. We had purchased this home about 2 years ago. I believe the purchase price was $725,000. And we do track the market in the neighborhood. The housing price has gone up a little bit, I guess, in the first year and a half since we moved in. And since then, it has slowly declined. Furthermore, I didn't even realize this. Our home was listed in the assessor's database as a six-bedroom home. And our actual home is a four-bedroom home with additional rooms that we use as storage. And I actually only found out about this, I guess, about a month ago when I was applying for a permit to build a garage. And we had a IVM building inspector come out to review the bedroom situation. And he confirmed the house is only a four-bedroom. And he has submitted the paperwork, but I didn't see any change in the assessor's database yet.
You said he's an IVM. What is that?
Yeah, I actually don't know the acronym, but he is a building inspector for the Clark County.
Oh, okay.
He's not a Clark County employee?
Yes, he is a Clark County employee, building inspector. Okay.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, departments within the county don't always communicate with each other.
I understand. Yeah, I'm trying to get a building permit for the last 6 months now. I totally understand that.
If I were you, I would write a letter directly. I'll mention it in our report, but you write a letter to the assessor and explain that the house is only a four-bedroom, and that is a manifest error, and they need to correct that immediately. They are required by law to correct manifest errors. So that's something that's just automatic. There's no question. And if this inspector actually did it, and if you can mention his name and whatever he did in your letter, it would be helpful. But I'll also put it in the letter that it was a four-bedroom home.
Because they do require some kind of documentation, I think, to do that, either a building plan or some kind of proof.
Yes, he actually left me with a inspection form that states
the
bedroom and signed it.
I would include that with your letter.
And those other two rooms, they're not equipped to be a bedroom at all?
No, so there's a lot of rooms, and they don't have, apparently all you need is a closet to consider as a bedroom, and these rooms don't have closets. So he thinks that at some point when the real estate agent listed a house, they're a little overzealous in terms of number of bedrooms. Mm-hmm. One of them, it's actually a basement room that it's purely a storage room. And the other room, it's the room we're sitting in right now. It's a kind of like a multifunction room that my wife uses as an office.
Okay. I think also to be technically qualified as a bedroom has to have an egress, like a window or something that you can get out of.
Yeah, they actually all have windows, yes.
Okay.
But he says he sees a lot of these that the realtor will list more bedroom than a building actually have. And the reason why it got flagged is because I'm trying to build a garage and the health department requires inspection of the septic system to verify the garage is buildable. And they say, hey, you have a 6-bedroom listed in the assessor's database, but your house is designed for a 4-bedroom.
Yep. Okay.
And there's 4 of us living here. So now I'm dealing with the health department trying to figure out how to solve this problem.
Uh-oh. All right. So, okay. Go ahead and tell us whatever else you want to.
And I think in terms of...
submitted.
Oh, in terms of the comp, we did a lot of research. Well, my wife did a lot of research, and I think it's hard for us to find the exact comparison. And
to the property, similar to ours as far as sales, in the 2021 year, which I believe is what being assessed for our 2023. Taxes, right? So I think my submission that I had with the comparable properties, I tried to match it as close as possible. I know some of them may not fall within the same area of where our land is, but our assessment, I felt that the land of our assessment was too high, and therefore on the appeal form, I put an estimate of what I feel the true and fair value would be based on the comparable properties in which I found.
Did you get this letter from the assessor?
With their comps?
With their comps in it?
I did. I apologize. I thought I had it with me here. There was some on there, but I think there were just 2 potentially that put on there, but it wasn't, I felt like they were not equal to the size of our property. And the homes were a lot newer, but I need to find my document on where he sent it. Sorry.
Yeah. 3 of them were built in the 90s. The others were all built in 2004. Keep in mind too, on your comps, if you do this again,
mm-hmm.
So the date of assessment is 1/1/22. So as much as you can, try to get sales in the year 2021.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the one you have 11/5/20, that's pretty good because it's real close to at least to 1/1/21.
Okay.
But the one you have it from 20 is actually 2 years old from the assessment date. And things did change. But that's just... you know, for future reference, when it feel again. And if you can tell us which 2 off the assessor's grid were closest to yours, that would be helpful.
You have that on that, yeah.
I don't think I do. I wonder if they sent it to me electronically.
No, the ones you picked.
The ones I picked.
Yeah. And some of these from the counties have guest houses and a pool and that sort of thing. You don't have any of that.
No, we don't. Yeah, so that was kind of hard for me to compare. The one that I feel is the closest, so there was one that was sold on October 8th. It was 171. Yeah, October 8th, 2021.
Is this the county's comps or yours?
These are county comps. Oh, you're asking for county comps?
No, I'm asking just which one you're talking about, whichever one you're talking about.
My comp, in my document I submitted, it would be sale number one, 171-03800.
It's the property ID number.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so we have 20?
Yep, 10-8-2021.
I don't have a sale one. I have a sale 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I submitted I actually submitted 6 properties, sale 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6. But you don't have 1, 2, 3?
Really? No, we don't.
Is there a way that I can email this?
Let me take a quick look and just see if I've got it digitally.
Okay.
It's an Excel file that was sent, looks like.
Oh, okay.
It's 2 sheets to that Excel.
Yeah.
Sheet looks like, I'm going to click on sheet 2. There's,
yeah, sheet 2 is property 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, sheet 1 is 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, so the, I think you mentioned 11-5-2020 was the...
That's sale number 5.
That's sale number 5. That's, yeah, property ID 171-119000. This one, the sale price on that was 845206.
I think that it's, that's too old. So I think we should probably get sheet 1 to them.
I'm thinking it may have been that sheet 1 was not captured when it printed. So that might be why I'm looking now.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it was received as an Excel file.
Yeah, and I think I put the... most comparable ones on the first sheet, and then I had older ones on the second sheet. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Michelle, do you need me to send it to you again?
We wouldn't be able to take it that way, but I'm confident we've got it from your original submission. I think it just because it was Excel, we don't always see there are other sheets on it. Definitely just as a like protection feature for you, like if you can submit things as PDFs, so just make sure we get it exactly how you want it.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. I'll do that next time. Hopefully there's no next time, but
do you have it, Michelle?
I'm pulling it up now. Having to pull it from the server because it's older. I've got a record of the email here, and I do see that there's an Excel file on it. It's not wanting to pull it up, but I do see that that is there. I can't open the file that way, but I can see it.
I also have my email that I sent over. I can share my screen so they can see it if you can't pull it.
Yeah, go ahead and share yours, and then I can confirm for the board that that's what we received.
Okay, sure. So I will first share. Grant access to system preferences. Okay. I won't do that. Come here. Sorry, I normally don't use WebEx at work, so it's not, I don't have this set up to share.
Okay.
Let's now share.
Great.
It's not working.
Doesn't seem to want to work.
No.
It's asking me to restart, so I'm not going to restart. It's not allowing me to do it. I can re-forward it to you, and you can open it up and share in your email. I'm not sure. I apologize.
Dan, if that's all right, I can do that. And then sure. We can confirm after.
Yep.
Okay. So do I just send it BOE again, the same email?
Yeah, I'm saving it on that box. Okay. I'll see it come right in. Oh, and actually, it looks like Allison has found it. She's sending it to me. So
I okay.
In just a second.
Yep, I sent it too.
And I'll go ahead and share my screen just one sec.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it opened to this page, so that's probably why this was not captured. Okay. Can you folks see that all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you stop jerking it around. All right, roll it up a little bit so we can see the rest of it. So that 6 you put on there for bedrooms is just because that's way it's listed?
Yeah.
I think that's pulled out of the assessor's database.
Yeah. Back when I did this, it showed 6 for us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So square footage. Now, which one of those did you say was the best one as far as you're concerned?
I feel that if we roll up, the best that I felt was property 1 and 2. The 3, the lot size was much smaller than ours.
The living space was similar.
Yeah,
the lot size was smaller.
The year built for the second one is very similar to ours, so I was looking at year built, living space, and also bedroom size. And ours bedroom is not correct.
Okay, roll back down to the living space. I thought that one was smaller.
Oh yeah, that one's 20. So maybe the one. I'm sorry. I apologize. And the sale number 3, then living space, but that also was built a lot.
Yeah, it's newer.
Or, yeah.
It was just hard to find homes that had transactions that's similar.
Yeah. And if it was left blank, it's because it wasn't listed on the county assessor's website for me to put in.
Mm-hmm. And also
was this property Was this property listed with a realtor when you bought it?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Okay. I'm good.
Yeah, and you say it's in fair condition. Were there things you needed to repair or correct, or was it dated, or just...
It's dated, and since we moved in, we put in new roof, new siding.
A couple of new windows.
Yeah. And we're still plastering the walls and painting. We're still doing that every day. It was a rental property, I believe, for the last 7 years.
So it was kind of in rough shape then.
The joys of home ownership. That's what I call it.
Right.
And we kind of bought it sight unseen. We had our brother-in-law take a look, which we kind of regret now. He said, yeah, it's all cosmetic, all minor fixes. You should be able to do it.
Did you come from out of state?
We did. We were living in California, and COVID hit, and most of my family all live up in the Vancouver, Portland area.
Yeah.
So we decided it made sense
to move back to Washington. Yeah.
Well, it was still a smart move, even if you have to do some fixing up. Just think of all the taxes you're saving.
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of used to the California tax where the annual increase is not more than 3%. So when we got our first tax bill, we, you know, fell off the chair when we were looking at it.
I was thinking more of your state income tax and
all that other.
What part of California?
Southern California, near Torrance, California.
Yeah.
Like Torrance, Long Beach area. Yeah.
I lived in Northridge for several years.
Oh, well, we lived in Sherman Oaks for a little bit.
Yeah. I hope you didn't live there after the earthquake or during the earthquake.
No, I was there right in the middle of it.
Oh, that's probably why you left.
I woke up in the middle of the night thinking a jet plane had landed on a house.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. All right.
Hey, I don't have any further questions.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay, I think I got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Glad you made it out of California up into Washington.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All
right. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 22nd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 419 for property ID 204468000. The property is owned by Brooke Fackler Kuchercon Lowry and Philip H. Kuchercon, and is also under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present with the assessor's office, but we do have Philip Kuchercon present as the representative for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
I think, as stated in my letter, the bulk of it is simply that we've only been here for 2 years, and to increase our property value 50% in that time seems excessive, to say the least. There was not a distressed sale by any measure. This property hasn't been updated since it was built. And so really, I think that and like the layout of it just suggests that it's not in line with the valuation.
You have not done any improvements to the property or any additions or anything since you purchased it?
Besides some paint, no.
That's maintenance. That's an addition. That's necessary, but not an addition.
It was quite necessary. Nope. No improvements here. We've been working on a family, and that takes all the time.
I don't have any other questions.
Yeah, I mean, to elaborate on that.
I don't really have any.
It's really just, you know, the size of the house is misleading, if that helps. There's a huge attic that's 1,200 square feet. It's just one big open room. In the basement, there's another 800 to 1,000 square feet that was like a welding shop / garage. And, you know, to inflate, the guy was trying to sell this for a large chunk of change for years and couldn't get it because he was kind of inflating all of the numbers. So, you know, when someone comes through here, they see the house for what it really is. And that's why, you know, we think that $1 million original purchase price was quite fair, if that helps. Mm-hmm. Along with, you know, no updates since 1983.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a price way up there, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, he was a small developer, and he was a wily guy, and he tried all sorts of things. But just didn't work.
Started out back in 2008 at $1,750,000.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, that one's a little different. I think there was another small lot attached to that.
It actually goes back to further than that, to $1,800,000.
Yeah, like I said, he tried a lot of things.
All right.
And I do apologize for not sending, you know, the comps and stuff. I had missed the 21-day cutoff. I misread it as 21 days, not business days. Or the opposite, one of the two.
I don't have any other questions on it.
No, nor do I.
I don't have any other questions. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. And then you good with me saving it?
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 22nd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 420 for property ID 18822020. The property is owned by Jennifer Damon. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Jennifer Damon present over video chat for the appellant. So we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So I know you've been through a long ordeal in this house. I remember it from the beginning.
Yeah, I know.
Tell us what you'd like to about this house.
For the history of the house, there has been multiple lawsuits. And so from about 2014 to 2017 was the first lawsuit when I found a number of issues with the home. And then from about 2017 to 2019, I had a second lawsuit when I started to try to repair the deck. And then, of course, the pandemic hit from there. And this last year, I wasn't in Washington at all. I was actually out of state for business. I provided back, I believe it was in 2015, the cost to repair the issues with my home to the assessor. The assessor has used that repair estimate for a number of years, but after using it for a couple years, I was wondering why my taxes were jumping so dramatically year after year, and I realized that they were not taking into account the the cost, the appreciation on the cost to cure due to inflation over the years. And just so once I pointed that out, the Board of Equalization agreed with me and the data that I presented that the cost to cure rises at the same rate as the home value appreciates. So I basically make that argument again this year, and I try to provide some supporting data from the National Association of Home Builders, which is the largest organization of home builders, engineers, et cetera, like industry leaders in our country based in Washington, D.C. They showed this last year that the cost to repair homes, the construction costs, increased about 19.2%. And I believe the assessor had increased the value. Well, it's hard because this year the assessor decided to not acknowledge the fact that there are repairs needed to my home. It's hard to know. It's hard to go by the assessor's estimate, but I always use whatever they estimate the fair value of my home would be without damages. And then I subtract, you know, the cost to repair that had been provided to me from a construction professional. And then, you know, I've tried to prove since I caught the error in the assessor's methodology each year that that cost to cure is going up at the same rate as the cost or as the appreciation of the home value is. I know I did see the response from the assessor that they claimed that they weren't going to use that anymore because they said it wasn't equitable. However, I don't believe they have the right to ignore known issues with the home and just assess it at its best possible value when they are aware of known issues. At the very minimum, I provided them an estimate that gave an amount. I mean, they can't disregard that. It certainly hasn't gone down in time.
So do you have a certificate of occupancy or not?
So that, if you look on the records at Clark County, no, I do not. But if I do have an email from Jim Muir, the chief building inspector, that claimed to my attorneys back in about 2014-15 that I do have a certificate of occupancy. But I've never been provided one. I do not have one in my home, and I do not have one in my files. So I don't know how to honestly answer that question.
Does the county records indicate there is a certificate of occupancy?
Does not show it. But we've been going, you know, by the word of Jim Muir that claims that I do have a certificate of occupancy.
So that allows you legally to live in the house, I guess.
You know, I don't. Honestly, I can't speak for the Clark County Building Department what the situation is.
What's the status of the lawsuit? You said you had one lawsuit. Was there any settlement on that suit? Or?
Yes, I settled on both suits.
And what did you recoup from that?
I am not allowed to. I'm under NDA when I signed the settlement agreements.
Did it give you enough money to do the repairs?
No. So you can list out everything that you would like to get in a lawsuit, but what you end up settling for so that you don't have to go through the whole lawsuit is, I want to say, a fraction of what you would actually need.
Okay.
You kind of put us in a box because you're trying to say that you've got an increment in the value of the repairs, but you've already gotten a settlement on part of it, so that would reduce the amount that it costs to repair your house.
No, it still costs the same amount to repair, even though I received a settlement. It doesn't reduce the cost to repair.
I understand it doesn't reduce the cost, but it reduces the value of your house. You have... I'm just kidding, hypothetically, if it costs $350,000 to repair the house and you received $100,000, so the reduction in the value of your house should be only $250,000, not $350,000. So if I don't know that, I can't make a proper evaluation of what adjustment you should get against your value of your house.
I don't believe that this settlement is pertinent to what it costs, to what damages are currently in my house that need to be repaired. The fact is that they haven't been repaired. And so the house is being assessed at the at its current state, and the cost to make it right is the amount that the contractors had provided in the estimate to repair.
Okay. You got a settlement of some portion of those costs. You either have it in a savings account or you squandered it on something else and spent the money, but you got a settlement for some portion of that cost. And so that portion needs to be deducted from there unless we know that number.
That portion has not been applied to the home. So it you know.
I understand that, but you got a settlement and you got it in some fashion to use, and you used it for something else, or you have it in a savings account ready to repair the house.
But it hasn't been applied to the home, so it hasn't appreciated the value of the home based on that settlement amount. So the fact that I received a settlement, I mean, half the settlement covered my attorney fees. So that, I mean, the argument.
I understand. It would be the net settlement that you got. But, you know, unless I have that number, I can't agree with your concept of reducing it by the entire value of the cost to repair the house. Because you did get some cash in hand.
I guess I can ask you the question. If the construction professional came to my home and they reviewed the items that needed to be repaired and they said it was, you know, the amount that the assessor has agreed on, and I have not made those any repairs, then what amount what is the amount that it will cost my home to be repaired? It's the amount that they've estimated.
I agree with you, but you've already gotten some of that money back. However you spend it is up to you, but
it is. But I haven't put it into my home. Is the point?
So,
if it's not gone into your home, it's just like anybody else we talk to. They could say my house needs this much in repairs. If they haven't done that, even if they have money sitting somewhere else,
but I'm not required to do it. You know, I have no requirement to put it into my home. You know, I needed to pay my attorneys. The amount didn't go towards my home is the point. And so just because I did receive a settlement, that it did not adjust the cost to me to repair this home. So the amount that I provided that it will cost me, you know, including whatever small portion of that settlement is still in my bank account, that still is the amount that you know, I was given that it will cost me.
So that
it doesn't, it's neither here nor there what the amount is. I still need to spend X amount to repair this home. And that's the amount that was provided and the assessor has accepted for, you know, five, six years now.
Do you think they want...
Basically, if I'm understanding it right, you received so much money, whatever, as a... in lieu of or to repair the house, bring it right. You haven't done those repairs yet. So if you were to sell the house today, you know, is it saleable? Evidently, you're living in it, so it is livable, but that doesn't mean that repairs aren't needed. You'd have to make adjustment for those repairs.
I'd have to disclose.
To the market.
Document that I've provided you. And then I have to also figure out the situation with the certificate of occupancy.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Think I understand it.
So we would just still use that value of $357,000. You didn't provide a copy of all the repairs needed again. I know we had it several years ago, but we don't have access to any of that now. But
it cost me multiple thousands of dollars to get that repair estimate. So it's not really feasible for me to continue to, you know, year after year for the purpose of this meeting to provide the updated estimate. So the best I could do was just provide the documentation from the industry of, you know, the increases in construction cost over the years.
Right. Okay. I don't have any more questions. I understand it.
I understand your position. Anything else?
No, that's it, unless you have any other questions.
Nope.
I'm good.
Okay. So am I.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Close the hearing.